It's been nearly 6 months since the New South Wales government began trialling the internationally recognised Ask for Angela safety campaign in Sydney's CBD, hoping to prevent sexual assaults in the city. The program encourages patrons to approach any staff member at participating venues and ask for Angela if they feel unsafe or have been put in a compromising situation. The sentence Ask for Angela acts as a code to discreetly alert staff who can then escort the affected person to safety or contact authorities for future assistance. We're catching up with Councillor Jess Miller to get some feedback on how the initiative's going. Jess, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
No worries at all. So we'll just go back to the history of this. What prompted City of Sydney to launch this initiative? Was it a particular incident or just the ongoing rise in assaults towards women?
No, I think it was more, being aware that there was an issue. And it's really important to note that this is a collaboration between the City of Sydney, the New South Wales Police, and the Australian Hotels Association. So it was one of those ideas that we'd seen something happen overseas. There was an opportunity to try it in Sydney and see how it worked, and it had the support from venues, from police, and from the city. So it ended up sort of being one of those things that was an all-round good idea, and that's what prompted the trial.
Okay, and now approximately, I think there are over 1,000 licensed premises in the CBD who are now participating in the program. What sort of training is there for licensees and their staff?
So the licensees, I mean, it's this kind of idea of bar staff being able to identify risk and do something about it is not a new one. I remember when I was working in pubs and bars, you're in a good position behind the bar to have a pretty good understanding and idea of what's going on. But the idea of introducing the training to formalise that and then make sure that staff feel appropriately supported to make decisions throughout the night. So it's really about making sure that staff feel confident in terms of what action to take, at what point do you escalate it, do you talk to the bouncer, do you talk to the police. So it's one of those types of training programs.
Mm. And so it has been successful overseas, as you've stated, and here as well in Wagga Wagga and Byron Bay. How can we assess the program is working?
Well, I guess part of it is looking at the statistics and the reporting of sexual violence. Part of it is also is really to engage with staff and see what they think. So I think sometimes the reporting can get a little bit tricky because as there's more awareness of sexual violence and more confidence to speak out against it, you see a raise in the statistics. So I guess it's one of those really tricky things to measure, but the response rate that we've had from people who've undertaken the program is that it's been 95% of people who do it say it's beneficial. So I think that's a really good indicator of success at this stage.
Right, and so not everyone is supportive of the campaign. Some have argued that it's putting the onus on the woman to protect themselves, which is discreetly missing the point and contributing to victim blaming. Do you believe this is the case? Is it more about putting the onus on the venues to be proactive in protecting their patrons?
Yeah, I kind of understand the idea that, you know, creepy behaviour shouldn't be tolerated and that, you know, I don't personally think that a campaign like this puts the onus on the victim. I think what it does is it signifies a broader understanding of tolerance of what will and won't be accepted. So I think that providing as many options to women and, you know, men as well in these situations as possible is a smart thing to do. At the same time, I think we do need to continue to have this conversation about what is and isn't acceptable behaviour and, you know, really call out creepiness at bars and clubs and in whatever way it manifests. So, yeah, I don't think it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. So we've got to do what we can as much as we can at whatever opportunity we're given.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is a great campaign for raising awareness, even though it's, you know, the kind of broader social issues will be, you know, they're targeted in the long term, but this is a great kind of campaign for now anyway.
I had a great opportunity to speak with Hayley Charles from the UK, who started it there. Mm. And one of the questions I asked her was, well, you know, what's next? What are you looking at next in the UK? And she talked a little bit about drink spiking testing kits behind the bar. Because often in those incidences, there's a real sense of ambiguity of what's actually happened. Mm. And because if your drink has been spiked with something, it passes through you quite quickly. There's no way of ever really knowing. So giving staff also that type of tool to be able to test a drink and then, you know, put it into the hands of police to get a DNA swab and all that sort of stuff, that's really valuable as well. In addition, it sends a clear sign that, you know, don't be a dickhead, don't spike people's drinks because there's a good chance you're going to get caught. So that's pretty interesting as well.
Yeah, I mean, if it can deter people, then that's obviously great. But yeah, obviously, it's such a shame we have to do this in the first place.
It's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy in this day and age. Like, God.
Man. Well, Jess, thank you so much for your time today on the show. Sounds like a great campaign and, yeah, continue the great work.
Yeah, cool. And if you want to see that interview with Hayley, it's up on Facebook and Twitter. So she's great and really interesting. So I encourage you to check that out as well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Jess.
Have a great day.
Bye. That was Councillor Jess Miller talking about the Ask for Angela safety campaign, which is up and around town. You've probably seen signs in bathrooms, which is great to prevent sexual harassment in our bars. And if you or anyone you know is in immediate danger or needs urgent help, call Women's Crisis Line on 1-800-811-811. That's the number there. Check out the podcast as well on our website, 2SER.com.